So it starts with this wire, and basically you make the head part first.
To make a koala-shaped pendant, all Cassie Miller needs is jeweler's wire, a few beads, her pliers, and a moment of quiet.
And then clip.
She bends an arc in the copper wire with a practiced hand.
Pinch that down so it doesn't snag anybody and it doesn't move.
When the pendant is done, it's the wire outline of a koala bear. Thread a chain through its feet, and it looks like the pendant is climbing along your necklace. She's made hundreds of these in the last few weeks in response to overwhelming demand. It's a testament to her skill and a cause. All of the proceeds from Miller's koala pendant necklaces go to Wildlife Rescue Sunshine Coast, a relief organization in Australia.
They're kind of like the Chilkat Valley Community Fund of animal rescues in Australia. If I had done it by myself, I couldn't have done more than like $20 or $30, but I have lots of art supplies and people are responding well to it. And so far we've raised over $2,000.
Counting her latest orders, it's closing in on $2,500. The mother of two is known locally for her wired jewelry, but now she's gaining an international audience. She's even had some orders from Australia. Getting all the pendants out the door is a challenge. Miller works in childcare and homeschools her two boys. So that quiet moment for jewelry making comes after hours.
When I should be sleeping.
Miller makes her pendants at night, after the rest of the family has gone to sleep. She says she's often sculpting wire for orders until well after midnight. Miller was moved to take action one evening while reading with her son. His favorite book is the Australian Animal Atlas, a gift from his traveling uncle. Meanwhile, new sources estimate more than 500 million of those wild animals have died in the wildfires. The juxtaposition between the book and the dire news on her Facebook newsfeed got Miller thinking.
I was like, man, I really wish there was something I could do. I obviously can't go over there. I can't donate much to make any difference. And then it just kind of fell together really nicely.
She says things just fell together. That is, 10 years of jewelry making, a campaign of Facebook posts, enthusiastic support, and long hours bending over copper and silver wire added up. Her fundraising is doing well. And though it's a lot of work, she says it feels good.
It's a lot of fun. It's definitely a passion of mine. And this has really helped with my confidence level in that my art can help and make a difference in a way. And it's been really nice.
Out in Australia, Wildlife Rescue Sunshine Coast is a little closer to their fundraising goal. Miller says she'll continue to make pendants until she runs out of supplies or there's no longer a need for donations. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strimple.